get the consolation of today and to speak about any issue that you want us to be mindful of. We completed the public hearings here in Parliament. We can also have a brief discussion of that, start with that maybe. Even, some of you have got ideas and thoughts about that process. Now that we have slept for many days over here, some of the objectives that you want to raise with us now, do so. So that as we proceed to the next stage, we take on board any issues that you might have thought about so that you might take them on board. So that will take on board the meeting so that we are properly prepared and so on. Just to say that in addition to the, I want to single out this particular one that I've just been talking to the Secretary about. We are also trying to make arrangements sometime in March to meet with the leadership in the government in South Asia that is responsible for this area of work to facilitate a discussion of the meet the delegation that went to Haiti with the leadership of the department to brief us on their reflections on their intervention there, with a specific eye on lessons learned for application to our own situation. In cooperative governance in traditional affairs, we are responsible for overseeing disaster management. It's one of the key areas of responsibility that the Department of COFCA has. And given the nature of climate change, the extremes of weather that we are seeing manifesting in floods, droughts, water problems, and so on, we are going to have to really be mindful as a country of steps that we need to take. Some of the reflections about what happened in Haiti speak about the period preceding the earthquake that led to the devastation being worse than it would have been had certain things been done before that. Now, we're trying to pick up about some of those things because we ourselves are not necessarily any longer perhaps free from some of the devastation that has been taking. It may not be as extreme, perhaps, if we are lucky. But what we are already experiencing is quite bad. The devastation of people's livelihoods, the property and infrastructure. This 800 billion that the President spoke about runs the risk of being wiped off as it gets late. If we do not take breaks in advance to ensure the kind of intervention. So I'm just providing that broad background to say that some of the defensive measures that we have to take include preventative steps around disaster management, and so that when we make proposals in this area of delivery and related issues, we include some of the insights that we pick up from this interaction. So that's one area that I thought is important to raise and so on. But in the meantime, what we would like to do as members in your constituency to help this process is that to really check with the extent of vulnerability that our areas are confronting, which needs to be proactively dealt with, urgent, because it is only with this constant awareness raising and steps being taken to prevent that we can really talk about dealing with these issues properly. So, as an oversight exercise, this is one area that is truly strategic in my assessment of the overall executive. So that's the preparation. Now, let me open to you for comment. This is about the hearing that we had, and then the next one is to talk about, we will get us a brief briefing on the preparation of the committee secretariat has been engaged in and what we are getting by way of feedback from them. Okay. Any comment?
It's not really a comment, it's a request.
Yes.
Is it possible for us to get copies, during all these demonstrations and all that?
Yes.
There's usually either a memo which is submitted or there's clear grievances which are being articulated by the demonstrators. Is it possible for us to get information about that, how the municipality to come to any of which will be visited?
Put on the agenda. Yes.
Chairperson, yes. Just referring to the public hearing. I think there was a common thread running through all the public hearings, and I would imagine is that what you're referring to that the Secretariat is going to present to us?
No, I'm saying that we should talk about that.
Because
issues that you think we must pick on and take on board in the where we are going to go to.
Yes,
as part
okay.
of the preparation here.
All right.
From the listener here. Yes.
I think one of the most important things that we seem to hear coming through again and again was the question of qualified people in positions of finance in municipalities, engineers, as those were, I think, the two big ones that came out as far as the personnel goes. The other thing I would just like to say is that do we know which provinces we're going to? I would also like to support the suggestion that it would be very helpful to us if we know that we've got some information, certainly if there's been trouble in those municipalities, that we actually go with some information. So, do we know which provinces we go to? Because I haven't had anything yet.
Next comment? That is
following up on what when was the name of the leader? So that we're able to say what have you done in addressing this vote?
Yes.
Because the name was resisted so many years ago. But I think the other is again on the qualification of positions like INM. We need to establish that too and say what is it that I'm going to do for instance to make sure that those kind of things are addressed. Because if you bring in a mechanic and make him a CFO, you're definitely not getting anything out of that person. And the other thing is on disaster management. In the province where I come from, most disaster management people are ex-policemen and VIP protection units. People move from the police into risk management, and I don't think there's a proper understanding of what risk management is all about. Risk management is a science. People go to school to learn that. And police don't do that kind of risk management. I think we need to establish that and even check what are the policies on the appointment of risk management. Is there a national guideline? Or can a Mazengelani security guard be appointed as a risk manager?
Comment? Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chair, I fully agree with you on what you said about Haiti and that we should pay ourselves with what the experiences and so on are. And I think that is absolutely something that the Portfolio Committee at least must pick up. Whether you want to make it part of our ad hoc committee is another matter. I mean, we sit with a decision of the House as to what is our brief, which is more or less service delivery. And of course, under that, that can be captured. But to do a full evaluation about disaster management and so on, I think would be better suited for our portfolio committee to do. But that is, I'm open for another view there. As far as the briefings that we received from the departments, I think it was very good. I think we can appreciate it that ministers was even prepared to come. It was well prepared, and I think we learned a lot about the service delivery that they want to give to from the different departments. So I think that assisted us a lot to go to the provinces. We were talking out of that of some sort of a template, a few basic questions or whatever we can have as we go to the different areas. Of course, the service delivery problems will be unique and will differ from municipality to municipality, but I think it will assist us as we break up in groups that at least we can say, look at these 10 things or 7 issues that at least as we heard from the briefings, this must be matters that we at least check out whether the service delivery is on par on those issues. So I say we must just consider some sort of a guidance or a template. Then, Chair, I also want to ask about these weeks. Are we going into a new program that members of this ad hoc committee won't be taken away for their portfolio committees in that week, that we are all available, that Parliament's program is that we are all available for these weeks so that we can do these visits. And then lastly, we as the DA sent an email to you with a few questions that we would like clarity on to assist us when we go on these visits. I don't know whether you received it, and I would like us at a stage just to briefly look at that, because that will give us an indication on how we're going to proceed. Because in the ad that was placed in the papers, people could also make provincial submissions. So we presume that those submissions will be made available to us before we go to that province. The 12th of February, the first round of submissions had to be submitted. So those documents must be available somewhere that we have it before we go next week on the visit. And then the big question will be then, does we hear the public also, or are we only going to visit officials and municipalities and the province and sites, or is this time, it's a bit unclear for me personally, this time that were advertised 4 o'clock, 16 hours in each of the provinces, is that when we're going to have public hearings for the public at large? Thank you.
I think onto what was raised earlier, I think something else that we would also want to see is budget for the financial year, as well as the SDBIB, because that would give an indication how far the ministry.
What did you say?
The SDBIB, the SDIBIP, Service Delivery and Implementation Plan. So that one can determine how far, in terms of delivering for this financial year, how far the municipality has gone. And, you know, any other programs, we'd also have to tie up from the departments that are moving into municipal areas and doing any infrastructure development to see in those areas, you know, what is in the pipeline for the financial year. But I think it would be necessary that we get the budgets and we get the SDBIBs as well. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, I hope I'm audible. Thanks, Sir.
think during the presentation, one of the issues being raised was the Adulan from Salga and others was role clarification, which seems to be a problem at a political level, leadership level, the chief whip, the mayor, also with regard to interaction or interface with administration, which we may want to just get more from those supply discussions across the board. The second, which seems to be a problem which we can still be able to process even after the visit, is the contractual versus the permanent post on critical skills. Like there was a move to say we may not need to have engineers on a contractual basis, 5 year period. You may need to have them employed throughout. But that also, from Salga's point of view, was the 2 year term, the 2 terms for mayor, to them is a problem. Without saying we agree with that or not, but we may need to also get that from the people who are on the ground, whether it's a matter that is worth considering. What causes most problems now in most of these institutions, Tablan municipality, is the maintenance budget. There's a general outcry that the situation has deteriorated. And the implication is that since we took over the running of those in the new dispensation, we are unable to keep standards or even improve on those. It may be critical for us to be able to understand what the maintenance fund or budget is in those particular institutions so that we know whether they can sustain or not, because it doesn't help that much to keep on doing new projects when you are unable to maintain the previous one. You're not moving forward. The fourth point will be about integration and inclusivity of all people in there. Let me just elaborate slightly. The spheres of government, all three, we still haven't mastered what integration would mean in terms of development planning. When we received the presentation, you would realize that almost every institution or organization has got a lot of information, be it GBSA or whatever, has got a lot of information. But as to whether everybody on the ground understands or they are tapping into that, is something else. You still have got this particular problem. But the other is whether all stakeholders are being included, they participate, your traditional leaders and everybody else. We may want to be sure if on those areas there are traditional leaders and so on, whether they are involved, what are the issues and so on. So that we don't just take what was presented here only. As opposed to just for us going there to assess SDBIP, I think what we may need to understand generally may be whether they got their priorities right. If, for instance, in the area there has been demonstrations, and I do agree that perhaps where there were demonstrations, let's have those in advance to the relevant team that will be going there. I don't think we must say there were demonstrations in these 21 municipalities or areas, and therefore all of us must have. We may want to say if people are going to say Eastern Cape and there were demonstrations there, that team can be given some of the things what caused those things relevant to them. But my point that I'm trying to make is we may want to know what are their general challenges there. And as they tell us, try to check whether in terms of their own budgeting and plan, they've got those priorities right. Because it's one thing for community to complain about water and find that the municipality is taking funds and for something else. So we may want to try and understand that particular one. Yeah, let me pause there for now.
No one else wants to. I think it's going to be good for us to get the agenda so that we know exactly what is it that we're going to deal with. Because now we're going to just crack our heads and raise whatever issue, not going through all the documents so that we are ready and be able to present what is it that we could have just presented. Because according to my understanding, I thought that we're going to just have the briefing on the preparations and also the approach and how are we going to approach this so that at the end of the day, what will be done in Mpumalanga is not the same with what will be done in Eastern Cape, so that you know, approach this site visit in a community.
That's the purpose of the meeting. This is why we call the meeting. This is why we said to you we will start with hearing from you comments and questions about the certain delivery hearing that we have here as part of preparation for going forward. Very useful information that we are going to give. That's the agenda of the meeting, honorable member. Let me put this across to you. I'll give over to the secretary to brief us a little on, but I want to, as a guiding approach, the parliament said we must inquire into this service delivery. Issues. Now, Gloria, honorable member, allow me to use you as an example of the point I want to make. What you said there about the capacity of people who deal with finance is what you yourself said at the meeting and asked of the others who were present. And so, from where you are sitting, this is what was prominent in what he meant. And you're correct. But let me use it as a warning. Because when we do that, then we become blind to the other issues that are going to emerge that did arise in the explanation of why there are problems in some of those areas. And in the end, right at the beginning, we did say this. When we go there, we are not, I must phrase this carefully, we are not empty-headed. We don't go there without knowing what is going on generally. We have views about some of those things. But we would like to be, what is the word now, the correct language? We would like to be as faithful to the act of finding out what is going well in this municipality, what is not going well, and why. So this I'm suggesting with all humility that should be our approach. What is going well in this municipality? Are there things that are going well in this municipality, and what are they? And what is not going well, and why? So that we openly hear from the people's perspective themselves the explanation of the problem. And then we can come back and sit here and debate and discuss it, so that we make recommendations. And then we then come to the question, comment that Honorable Dorman raised about disaster management. As a Committee of Cooperative Governance, we've dealt with this issue. And one of the reasons why I thought it falls squarely into this area is because of the consequences of not being ready in disaster management terms to service delivery issues. Okay? The people who, Black Sex, showed us pictures of people who had their homes, their shacks, in a clear floodplain, inside an area in which clearly floods become, they're going to be wiped away in seconds. Now, that's very deliberate for you, so there's no way in which we can deal in. It does sit into this area, but like we said during the hearing, then none of the ministers responded to it. And yet, each one of the national departments is supposed to have disaster management plan for their own department, but work with municipalities to ensure that they are readiness and so on. So that it does sometimes often appear to be a different issue, but it so happens to be critical to those areas. Because when you have houses delivered, and the next thing the room that blows them away, okay, because of the quality that went into their making up, and therefore disaster management requirements were not taken on board. We are going to start at square one. So that's the one problem that I'm suggesting, that let's just be open-minded. Let's look at the risk to service delivery and what will improve its quality, but also what else is going on in that municipality, because if we only focus on service delivery today, we don't inquire on the broader issues in that municipality, we will miss very important information that Parliament must take on board in making recommendations. That's the first part. And finally, the issues that you have raised here, that you pointed out, are very important. They can be used as a basis to find answers to these questions. We will try and see, hearing from what was submitted and so on, to get you briefings, information that you can work with, so that as we go into those areas, you can look at the part preparation for going there and so on. So that's the overall picture that emerges from those issues. There are a number of other things that people raised, trends that emerge from the presentation that people made there, which we will take on board. So we will provide that information. Now, before I go into the specifics, we've got three areas we're going to visit in this first phase of the river. That is Mpumalanga, Eastern Cape, and Western Cape. So, in a sense, many of you were asked to give your names and indications of where you are going to go. That list has been circulated?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Okay, it's there. We'll come back to talk about it, but let's hear first from the and talk to us about the preparation for those three areas. We'll come back to talk about the people and how they are deployed and so on. Give us a briefing on the preparations today so that we can then discuss what is missing for us.
Okay, we only speak about the preparation from Mpumalanga province. The other two secretaries will speak about the other provinces. In all the provinces, we are looking at having public hearings and then also stakeholder engagement with certain municipalities and oversight visits. In Mpumalanga, we'll be doing stakeholder engagement with Bombela municipality and also an oversight visit. The area has not been identified yet. But you will be looking at what the area we will be visiting within the Bombela local municipality. The Mkhondo municipality was also, we'll have public hearings in Mkhondo municipality. Our public hearings will start in the morning as the municipality suggest we have it in the morning because of the distances where people have to travel from and to for the hearing. After that public hearing, we'll have an oversight visit, and then the following day we'll have stakeholder engagement. The plan is also to have stakeholder engagement in Tabachui municipality and also maybe meeting with the Pansing local municipality. But there is now a local government summit in Mpumalanga province for the 21st and the 26th of February, which all the municipalities will be attending. So the delegation from Mpumalanga will have to discuss what we do there. In terms of logistics, we have a committee assistant that will be calling all the members just to know where they will be traveling from and traveling to, and the times will then be given to members. The idea is that we leave on Sunday the 21st to the provinces, and then we will be starting early in the morning on Monday. Thank you for travel.
Good morning.
In the Western Cape, we'll be having a debriefing session in Khayelitsha. We start with Khayelitsha, and we're doing also the noon. So we'll have a debriefing session in Khayelitsha, and then we'll have public hearings at 4. We'll attend public hearings around about 9, depending on how long they will take. But by 10, at least, we'll be back at home. And then on the Tuesday, we'll have oversight visits. The visits will depend on the issues raised at the hearings. And then we'll have a meeting with stakeholders the same day, around about 2, after the oversight visit. On the Wednesday, we're going to Danube, we'll have the same public debriefing session in Danube, so that members are sensitized to the issues of the area. And then we'll have the public hearings at 4 as well. And then the Thursday, we'll have oversight visits that will depend on the issues raised. We've covered areas around, in Khayelitsha, we've covered Khayelitsha, Crossroads, Nyanga, Kokuletu, all those areas, and they'll be going to those hearings. In Danube, we're focusing on Doornbach, Phoenix, and Joslovo area. So that's why we're going to have a debriefing session so that members get to understand the issues and know what to expect before they go to the hearing. Then we'll have a stakeholder engagement after the oversight visit on the following day.
Good morning, members. Start with the group going to the Eastern Cape. Firstly, I would like to talk on the issue of the submission. Received all the submissions, and then it will be made available today before the October. Okay, the Eastern Cape, all the members will be arriving at East London Airport on Sunday from all the provinces. Then on Monday, we'll start with the debriefing sessions in the morning, and then in the evening, we'll go to public hearing, starting at 4 o'clock. They will be held in Tanzania Indoor Sports Centre. That's the time she's going to be. And then on Tuesday, we'll first have the oversight visits. Then after that, we'll have stakeholder engagement meetings in the afternoon with the municipalities. And then on Wednesday, we'll move to the second municipality, the Great Khan municipality. They will start with the public hearings in the morning. But before that, the municipality requested the same session with them, and they start at 10 in the morning. Then, and then in the afternoon, we'll have to get planned because there's no suitable accommodation in that area. And then on Thursday, we'll go to the oversight in the morning. And then after the oversight in the evening, we'll have a debriefing session and then stakeholder engagement with the municipality.
Member, question? Adrian, your name is?
You'll never forget my name if you think about Joe Slow. My name is Charles.
I'm always thinking about Joe Slow. Always. Okay, Joe. Yes. And next to you there, that indeed, that you raise your hand. And then, Matthew, Titus, honorable member, Gloria, and then Mayor here, and then Wenga, and who else? Yes, Wotan. Okay, yes. All right.
Thanks, Chairperson. Can we have it? It's a very vague briefing by the Secretary.
What do you want to hear?
I'd like to see it in writing and itinerary written down. Because fundamentally we've got nothing from them. We'll be there on something. We didn't even get the day for the Western Cape. So it's very vague. I mean, that's ridiculous. They sucked us up their son this morning. They must give it to us in writing.
Honorable member, let me start first with your language. You didn't hear the explanation, you already made very harsh conclusions that they sucked it up from your thumb. That's not how you speak to staff. Bad policy. Please. No, please, I'm just saying that. Let's find a different way of speaking about it. Because the explanation which has been given, and you can understand what it is. One of the reasons was that they sought us to approve of the broad program before they circulated. It was a mistake, clearly, because they could have circulated it and still say it awaits approval. Okay? So they have them there. They will be submitted to you there. So let's deal with that issue now and decide how we proceed. Do you want to discuss it, vague as he says it is, or do you want to get it first printed, to take a, have a 5 minutes break, they go and do it? What do you want to do? Make a proposal now. So that you have it in front of you. There, they have it in their hand. Sorry?
Chair, I would prefer that approach.
That we print it.
That we print for 5 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So quick.
Easy for us to debate when they think.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
You have done very well.
Yeah. 5 minutes. Sorry. Hold on. Yes.
You want to listen, people. There are people who might be wanting to speak about something else other than
the program. Okay. That's a valid observation. Can we proceed on that basis? Mm. We'll have it printed. Let's hear what other positive want to say.
Yeah. Typical from my side, after the hearings we had with stakeholders here at national level, we as members have insight or in-depth view of what is happening. My question is, with due respect to the officials, who decided on the people to be there at the public hearing? Is it possible for us as members also to indicate which consortiums or NGOs we would like to have? We'll have Black Shed in the Western Cape. There might be an NGO in Mpumalanga that we want to speak to. The Honorable comrade here raised a very good concern on CDWs when we had this public hearing. Are we going to have CDWs, which, my personal opinion, is of the force of this problem, so that we can hear from them as well as to what are they doing as far as the service delivery process are concerned. So I would suggest that we as members also have some sort of a say or a suggestion as to whom we would like to have around that table. Because us going to Mpumalanga, for instance, coming back, and some people were left out of the process, and we can't make proper decisions when we come back here. So it is important, as far as the invitation is concerned. We follow the meeting that we had in Parliament. We follow the track record and those responsible as far as budgetary and everything is concerned. But there are role players in all the provinces who are also contribute to the service delivery process that we currently have. So my appeal is that we as members start submit names of consortiums, of NGOs or organizations to come and talk to us, so that we can also have, from a down-up approach, a better, much better insight.
Okay. Next.
Thanks, sir.
Yes, sir.
Although I've been covered by MD here, but just to add that they should also indicate as to where and what time are we meeting on the 27th, because some of us we might be driving to the destination because we're not far from those areas.
Alright. Next.
Gloria.
No, I'm done.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. My first question has been covered, but just interesting. So I want to know, is there any specific reason why we are having 17 members from Mpumalanga and others? It's only 99.
Okay. 99. These are honorable members. Wait a minute. Wenga, and then do this one, and then Wota.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just going to recap on the email that I've sent out to the various questions that you have.
Did you send it to me?
Yes. On the 11th, you sent to Shireen and asked me for what it's doing.
Okay.
Sent on the 11th.
The skill is also in the...
Sorry?
The skill, IT skill.
No, she didn't send it to me. So
I
understand you fully. He's just been silly. You want to question my capacity or anything. And I talk to IT.
The members of the committee could just be with me, because some of the questions might be already being forward. The one is what was on the agenda. The second one is whom exactly will we be meeting at each municipality? Would it be the political structures and the administration jointly or separately? Who will be invited from the public? Who is going to extend the invitation to the public? And how will these invitations be sent to the public? How will they know that this is going to be taking place? Will the ward councillors be involved in the process? Have the invitations been sent out to the hearing already or not? Because it's already next week. Who's organising the logistical arrangements? It's going to be either the committee at Clarkson Pond. When will the agendas and the itineraries be available? And when will we receive the provincial submission so that we could prepare ourselves? And have the provincial structures been informed about this early time visit and how they're going to be participating?
Okay. I've been covered by Honourable Wenger, but I just want to go to the ad that was placed in the newspaper. I mean, it doesn't stipulate venues at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just to elaborate, is how will the venues have been chosen, I take it, which have been informed, but how will the local communities informed that we're going to meet at a specific venue at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? How was the public informed of that? And then I've got a concern with Mpumalanga in particular. I mean, one of the councils that stipulates in the ad, we're not going to anymore. It's been changed. So how was that rectified, and how did we ensure that the community was made aware of us coming and that they could submit written submissions if they wanted to or participate in the public hearing? It's vitally important that we have the right procedure for the public participation aspect of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm partly covered by my colleagues, but I also wanted to find out with regard to the email that my colleague Matthias sent to you or to your office. That with regard to this list, my name should be on the Eastern Cape, but not on the Western Cape.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to find out. Mm-hmm. Because I was phoned, and maybe those arrangements were partly done to Western Cape.
Yes,
so that
I said on the names and employment we talked to about later.
Mm-hmm.
We said let's focus on this issue. Kabele?
Yes, that was the invitation and involvement of the provincial government in this area, in this province.
I'll respond to some of the other questions later. Members, the 1799. Let me start with that one, with the deployment. We asked members to be phoned to indicate their preference. This is the result of the preference indicating. It was not deployment. So people just prepared to go one area or another. And in your instance, for example, we will have people will try to get some kind of balance, not have as many people as possible go into one area. So that one is open. There's no prevention about where it's going. Second, the logistics is being handled by the committee section. They always do that. They are responsible for that. And this is why they were saying earlier here when they were reporting that they will ask you to indicate where you're coming from. So, including notifying other members about where this is happening. The secretariat went to these areas where we are going to interact with officials there, so that they must. We wrote to the leadership of those areas so that they must give indications to us about this area and so on, but they'll talk to those earlier on, including where we can have which meetings. Is it okay to go there and so on? The Bali thing, where we ask people to go and check, the municipal manager there and others said not wise to go there, in their opinion, it will not be okay to go there and so on. So we were trying to get to interact with those people. No. I'm briefing you. We were discussing about how we proceed forward. This is where we are giving you information. Don't jump into conclusions. Just wait for us, and then we will react to that. I'm giving you a briefing. And because otherwise, if we took decisions independently, you wouldn't hear this. You would just not see it on your agenda. So we are being democratic. We do inform you so that you must take proper decisions collectively. Part of the reason why we call this meeting today, so that we must make final decisions about where we are going and how we are going to do things and so on. And the invitations, members, if you have ideas in these three areas that we've identified, this is a democratic process. Communicate with people you know in those areas. Did you respond to the advert? Did you send information? Did you see this advert? We're going to be in those areas so that they indicate to the secretariat about their interest and their desire to go and participate in those areas and so on. This is an open process. It's public knowledge. And so, in a sense, this is that's the general attitude and approach. It's not an exclusive thing. If you're asking who's doing the invitation, we made the decision that we must open up this. This is why it was an advert. So, those who did not respond, unfortunately, did not respond. And so, but also in terms of who will be able to speak in stakeholder meetings, for example, we must find out who operates in those areas so that they are invited. We'll send them. We must not miss anybody. Others have already told us in advance that we will only participate at provincial level. They have sent us their submissions. We are going to do so and so on. And that you will be getting the submissions as one of the secretariat members indicated, so that you can look at those to deal with in the province. Anything that I've left out that you need to provide more information on? No. All those stakeholders you mentioned, variety of them. We're trying to get as many stakeholders as possible. And when we get to this area's members, the facilitators will talk about that. When we get to each of the areas, the idea is that we must receive briefing sessions, where they give briefings and briefings, so that we can indicate, we would like to see the following stakeholders. Can you get hold of them and so on. CDWs will be part of those processes that we're going as an example. So it's not a closed thing. It's not a limited thing. I know you have suspicions about other people being excluded and others being included. This is an open process. So we would like to get as many views as possible to get involved here. So so that's the briefing, members. Any comments that you want
you just answered the question about how the communities were invited, specifically.
Okay.
And then the other issue, you said, this last thing, that's how I can ask the
yeah.
They suggested that we don't go.
Yeah.
On what basis? It's not that because it's 100% service delivery or because it might become violent? I don't know the council. What was their reasoning to suggest that we don't go to this local authority?
The secretariat briefed us, said that because of the violence taking place there, the municipal offices were closed. They were not going to be able to use that place. You won't be able to find anybody there. So the municipality can actively participate in those areas because of the risk to you, members. Now, what we need to do, what we said we will do, is that we will make a decision here that we must find a way to interact with those areas there. Find out from those people there and so on. The other thing is that the leadership of the area have also dashed. They don't want to get involved. We tried to get some of them so that we are able to participate in this process. They are scared like nobody's business. And then in Mpumalanga, let me talk about in addition to Mpumalanga, this story about the summit, we will talk to the leadership at the provincial level about our business. They were communicated to, and they knew about it, so we will try and get to have that municipality that we are going to, and its leadership, to be present where we are going. We are going to talk to them about it. We will talk to the MEC responsible for local government, cooperative government, so that we can get to make final decisions. So as far as you are concerned, we are going to those areas as indicated. But physically, we may not We will see how we manage the, that area. That is the only one that has that kind of level of conflict. Others are as indicated.
Apart from the ad that was placed in the newspapers inviting the community, there was also ads on the radios, on the different radio stations, and pamphlets from Parliament will also be distributed in the different areas. And the speakers' offices of most of the municipalities will be doing loud hailing in the communities this weekend, just to announce the public hearings at the different areas.
Thank you. I just want to know for if I was saying, was that also on the radio? Because we could have raised expectations of a parliamentary visit there, and then if we don't arrive, I'm not saying we should go. It is very dangerous on the ground there, but I'm just saying, has that expectation been raised? Was there radio announcements that Parliament would be going to Palestine?
Morning, honourable members. My name is Kanika from Parliamentary Communication Services. The radio adverts, we didn't, the last, because they were played from the beginning of FAME until now, but we didn't include what you call venues, because we wanted to include the venues on the 19-minute slot that are going to be taking place this week. So we didn't include venues. What we said was that Parliament is going to be visiting all provinces to share your concerns on service delivery, and then we listed the provinces, but we didn't say, for example, that the municipality, the name of the municipality. But what will be happening this week is that we've got 19-minute slots on all African language SABC radio stations, where the members, through chairperson, members will be speaking to the public about why Parliament is coming to the area that it's coming to, and why. Which areas you're going to be visiting. So that's how we're going to address the venues challenge. Also, we're also going to have interviews on radio stations, like, for example, on local radio stations. But what I need to raise is that these interviews are not paid for. So I don't want to raise the members' expectations that in all provinces we are going to have interviews. It's only those radio stations that, for example, we'll be able to reach out to. So what we'd advise is that I've got this table which has all the radio stations which we have the 19-minute slots in. So we'd advise, obviously, through chairperson to identify members which will be able to speak on the radio stations. And the researchers from Abile and me are going to draft the questions. So the questions are controlled by Parliament, but we'd also like to control the responses in some way. So we'd also draft the responses. Can I say why we're doing this? Because I can see a lot of heads not nodding. The reason is that we have one uniform voice, because it's different radio stations with different languages. So obviously we can't say, for example, that chairperson must have his own response, and Mayor Bowman, for example, have her own response. We have to make a unified response. So that's why we're controlling it that way. And that's the agreement with the SABC, unfortunately, which I don't know. I don't have further details on.
Comment? Fragmented messages to the areas we're going to about basic information that is agreed upon. There's a single message about the airports, where we are going to, and how open or closed the meetings are. We can't have a fragmented response.
It's a manifesto.
Sorry?
It's a manifesto.
Of the Art of Committee. Any other comments? This
Yes, Mr. Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to make a comment in Mpumalanga. Maybe because I on the 25th, can you think 25th year? 7:30, I mean 19:30, drive to Johannesburg and then have dinner, and then the 26th, we are in Balfour. I need some clarity there. We drive to Johannesburg and then the next day we are in Balfour.
Chairperson, I'm concerned about the Western Coast program. I don't believe that we can start working at 1 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock only on the Monday. There's a whole morning. I see we're doing Khayelitsha on Monday and Tuesday. We leave there at 5 o'clock on the Tuesday. On Wednesday we start working at 1 o'clock again. And I think the briefing should be held in the morning. And then I'm really concerned that we don't have places like Mitchell's Plain and the Cape Flats in here. I think these are areas that we also need to target, Chairperson. I think it's necessary for us to go into either Mitchell's Plain or onto the Cape Flats as well. Thanks, Chair. So I'd really like to see this program redrafted.
Yes,
I think this program of Mpumalanga has to work well and see the car. I don't know these people, whether they know these places. Because you come from Mkondo, can't go and overnight in Witbank, the following day go to Tabatwe. Why not in Nelspruit at least? Because Nelspruit is not far from Tabatwe. And again from Tabatwe, you go to Joburg. And the following day, you go to Balfour. No, from Tabatwe to Joburg. Why not from Tabatwe at least to Witbank? You come past Witbank and go to Joburg and come back to Balfour. No, not possible. That's a long drive, unnecessary.
Comrade, Edwin, you can't, I know you're from Mpumalanga, don't debate it among yourselves. Eh? All we are saying, this is an important process that we are
doing.
Yeah. Remember, before, you found yourself in an area and discovered these things that Tito is talking about. The reason we had this meeting yesterday, to clarify and make sure that we firm up areas and how we're going to approach this thing, because we understood that you know the areas better than we do. I'm not involved in those things. I'm from the 50s. I'll comment about the 50s. I'm just saying that let us understand why we are doing this. We are doing this to clean up the process. The Secretariat here is saying some of those things are not finalized. They will be finalized as soon as we clarify those issues and so on. So let's understand it that way. We want proposals from you. This is how we can improve the progress. Then we can
get
to the next
chair. Ladies and gentlemen, because I was still on the floor,
yes.
I was thinking that maybe those of us who are from Mpumalanga or who are not far from Mpumalanga, if they can, we can sit down with the secretary and try to really redo this program again.
Okay. Any next comment?
Thank you.
Can I address you on this issue? This is the second time you do this in a meeting. You always want to talk first and you complain. And I don't understand why you do that. I mean, just understand that it's only fair to give other people a chance to speak. We've often given you a chance to speak twice, three times, and people don't complain when I do that about you speaking more than they do. So just take it that it's democratic to give other people to speak before you. It's okay. So please accept that. It can't be personal to you that you always complain about being skipped. We never skip you. We always give you a chance to speak. Thanks.
Thank you. Chairperson, I just wanted to know, I know a lot of work has to go into a program like this. But my concern is that we have done audits in all the municipalities.
And I'm just wondering whether those have been taken into account in the places that the municipalities that we are actually going to, and that we haven't just randomly selected things, but that, you know, we've got a proper process that we're following here. So that's just my concern. And I also feel I would like some explanation as to the times that have been allocated for briefings, because and I would like to see a more detailed account of who is coming to those hearings, so that we know what is happening, and not just be going to Oliver Turnbull Hall and so on. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. A few things. On those questions of the SABC and the replies, can we all get copies of those to see what? Thank you. And then, just on the Mpumalanga program, you've still got just a thing, local municipalities. You're still visiting it according to this program. It hasn't been changed. So, I mean, just to raise that. Then I'd like to, I don't know the lady's name, but
Wendy,
I'd like to support Wendy for the Western Cape, because I'll be going to the Western Cape. We must stop a lot earlier. 1 o'clock should get to this. It's being picked up at our villages. We live there, we can stop a lot earlier, and we can cover a lot more areas. And I would like to suggest that we do go to Mitchell's Plain or somewhere on the Cape Flats as well. And then, as far as the debriefing is concerned, what Honourable Borman said, we would, our supporter would like to see a lot more detail about who is coming, which officials. Surely by now, the provinces and the local authorities have been invited, and they should know who's coming. And we need to have that information so we can prepare ourselves as well. Thank you, Chair.
Depends on that. But if they don't give us, we will not be able to. What do we expect then from them? That's our request. That we would like to know who's going to do that. That's our understanding. We would like to do that. So what I'm saying is, you don't get traumatized when you don't get it. We are working with people here who, some of them are already telling us they are going to be at the summit in Mpumalanga, for example. So it's going to depend on talking to the leadership there and saying that we're going to be there. Who are you going to send for a space to interact with? So that's what we are going to do. So the response we are going to get will depend. Yes. That is another
question. As far as Mpumalanga is concerned, there is this stakeholder engagement.
Yeah.
Say from Bombera local administration. Will this take place? Is this the venue where the stakeholder engagement will take place at the municipality? And I think we must take into consideration the number of people who might come.
When we talk about stakeholders, we're talking about representative of organizations. That's different from general public coming there. So, I'm just saying to you that this is the sort of thing that we're trying to get. And the questions about who's going to come there, we said to you, do indicate to us in the organization that you want invited, where we have said stakeholder organization, so that they are on that list of stakeholders to be present there. So, Chair
President, if you allow me, SDI, and if my proposal was taken, I'm sure we were just about to change the meeting. My suggestion, Chair President, is that instead of trying to put everything in one basket and touch Western Cape a little, touch a little of that, touch a little, let us get into commissions in line with the deployment as it stands now. The Western Cape people must discuss what they want to discuss in their program. So should Mpumalanga and so should the Eastern Cape. Give us a time limit. Let's say 30 minutes. After 30 minutes, we give plenary. We make report of what consensus we have reached around how we are going to deal with the issue at Mpumalanga, or how we are going to deal with the issue at them. Because if we deal with them one by one, all we're going to do is to rush on them and come out with nothing. We are merely brainstorming.
Yes, and brainstorming is very important to the process of collective agreement, ultimately, with what is going to happen in every one of those areas. What is imagined here is an appreciation of why we think in dealing with stakeholders, why we should open it up, and we are opening it up. That applies to every one of these three areas and the other provinces that we're going to visit. And the logistics and those sort of things, we will give advice if there are problems with those logistics in terms of where and how we sit. Often it includes accommodation and so on. Those must be sorted out in the manner already suggested. It applies ipso facto to the other two areas other than Mpumalanga. And so, similarly, in other words, I'm saying we are already far in advance of what you're suggesting, sir, with respect, unless someone thinks differently. Shall we proceed? Yes, yes, Dominic. Are you okay with this one, sir? Okay. Any other one? Fine. All right. Yes. Yes.
The provincial government, their involvement.
Their involvement, yes. Okay. Yeah.
That question was particularly parliament in the
election. I thought we wrote to each of the provincial government, eh?
Yeah.
All of it. You know what? Instead of just saying, just bring those letters that we wrote. Just bring them out and give them to every member here, so that they know when they were invited and so on and so on. They've been informed all of this, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Same point that I am. That's the same point that I am, you know, on IGR. And I just wanted to make very clear, you know, we've got the intergovernmental relations framework, that executive to executive, but we are parliament. Now, I just wanted that we must be clear whether the provincial government must come and tell us about the service delivery, or the oversight committee of the legislature, how they're going to be involved. But it seems to me you've answered me like you've already written to the government in the province, not to the portfolio committee or the.
Yes.
Yeah. No. I think that is also my thinking anyway. That it would be wrong for us as parliament to go to Mpumalanga or whatever province without going to our counterpart. Government would be important to brief us process, but I think the portfolio committee is important also to me. If it's not invited, I think we should extend invitation. Yeah. But I do think that we need briefing with them, not just invitation in a general chat.
Yeah.
Just briefing with them, what are the issues? I think they'll feel a little bit accommodated. Otherwise, they're going to resent this and cause more problems for us. I think that's what they should do. And in terms of stakeholders broadly, I think there should be invitation for organizations that are playing an important role in local government. That's just separate from general population. And then I think if we do that, well, there will be organizations in Mpumalanga that are not in the Western Cape. But that are specializing on local government matters, we have been doing a lot of research there. I think those are stakeholders that we are referring to. And then, but also, in general, people who come in this world, there are things that some public meetings hearing there. I think we should try to separate it really. From the people who have been doing a lot of research, working on local government issues, who know the challenges, as we know the challenges ourselves, here and there. And then as a general people, general, because also general population also must feel comfortable that they also taken care of when we are there in this area, because we represent them. I think we should try to balance some of these things. That's why sometimes the time, and despite, I think the time sometimes doesn't work exactly the way. I think those who are leading teams, you have to manage it from time to time. Because it doesn't just work like that. It's not scientific like that. Because there'll be a lot of delays and other things. I think we should agree in terms of who are we going to be consulting. And then the people who have been invited, I think the team must be able then to tell them the venue. And then those who are giving written submission, they must do so. But general people who want to come in just to say exactly what they think is the problem. I think those are ones that, in my view, that we are trying to engage with. Because those who can resubmit anything written, they can come to National Assembly. They wouldn't have any problem to come here and give us their written submission. But those who are really unable to come, I thought that was my understanding, that want to link with people really that we have no access to, because we are located in Cape Town, they're somewhere in Bushbuck Ridge. That's why it's really, I think, if the team that is coordinating in terms of the staff, they do that in terms of local radio station, they communicate, I agree also the opposition, one message, different voices, fine. Really. I think we should enjoy that. It's very nice. Even the host is going to be really giving input on this matter on a local level. I think it's fine. The one message, I think, is critical, because otherwise, if there are lots of other messages, also bearing in mind, anyway, our people, they use all languages simultaneously. They should, when they open this radio station, they find this one, they open another one, they find another message. I think that is the reason why we need to have a common message. But of course, many voices, I think that's what we're supposed to do. I think that's what we should do. If we can just do that in terms of invitation, because we shouldn't go there. We wait for people, they don't even know that we are there. And I think we can cause more harm than good, given the state of local government that are here. You know it better, not part of that committee. But I think that's what we should do. I think therefore could be managed really by the political leadership here. And we can't predict each and every move. I think that soon that the political leadership here, all of us, the political leadership, will exercise our own maturity as we deal with this situation. But we can't really predict. That's why I thought we shouldn't go for minute details. But then I think if we agree on the general point, what we want to achieve, I think we have agreed on that, and also how these venues are organized, then the staff can then work out all the details. Okay. Thank you.
I don't have it. Okay. That's the reason why.
No, it's because I know sometimes we disguise
No, I just wanted to find out about the why in the Mpumalanga there is no public hearing. Because in most cases, all of them is stakeholder engagement and oversight visits.
Yeah,
one area.
Chair, just something very practical, based on what was referred to earlier on.
Yeah.
I'll be going to the Eastern Cape, and I see there is on Monday statement briefing session.
Yeah.
Who's doing the briefing? The other thing that's very important, as I look at the whole program, who has the authority to control this? If you are in a session, for instance, and the session overruns, who's chairing it? Can this person say, guys, we're cutting off here? And given the mood of the people, if the guy says, we are staying here, what do we do?
Yeah, we have allocated for the Eastern Cape and for the Western Cape. I'll be in Kumala, so that I must be able to work with
right.
Honorable
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As you have mentioned, this will probably not be so close to God's business extent, but surely maybe out of the time or something that is really beneficial to ascertain the finance of the problem areas, because that's what my understanding was of this oversight committee, that we're going to be exploring the problems on how we can turn these things around.
No, members, I said earlier that this is the advice we are giving, right? So it is always our decision to make up how we want to do it. So this is why the thing is next process. We didn't want to arbitrarily exclude it from the program as you are sharing the water. Because we wanted to take a collective decision here that we will find a way in which we interact with the leadership from that area to lay our hands on them. There's one of them. So that you can get feedback about the best and the structure. Yes,
sir. No, the problem of the community is so that when you.
At the bottom.
At the bottom of the deployment.
No, this one.
How would you name it?
Chairperson, just another question. What do you say, brief? Are we there from the 21st to the 25th? Because two, I think it's Mpumalanga and the Eastern Cape is from the Monday to the Friday, and Western Cape is, and another one is from the Monday to the Thursday. So what is the brief? Is it Monday to Friday or Monday to Thursday? Because I think there should be uniformity in all three of them.
Oh,
I'm going to go to the And the second question is my over.
No, just raise your voice.
No, it's really young. It's
I was saying. All the problems that we're presenting. We wanted to tell that we wrote to the speaker in the three provinces everywhere. He wrote to the MEC, responsible for local government in North Korea. Now, it's them who must tell us who else will be with us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know right now. They have not indicated. We expect, as we are doing our work here, for example, to get that information. So we don't have it yet. Just in that.
Thank you, Chen. On that point, I wanted to find out regarding those people who were invited from the province, did they confirm their availability on that day? Because I happened to go with my portfolio, some especially in Mpumalanga. When we arrived there, none of the people were waiting for us. We were waiting for people. So maybe we need to confirm whether those people have agreed to be there to meet us.
This is the point I was making.
I told you that we were informed.
And this is what the Shirin said here, that we were told that there's a summit. And I said to this meeting, we communicate with the leadership there, that we wrote to you, you accepted our invitation that we should come to your province. Now when we hear that it's the summit, tell us who's going to be there at the meeting where we are going for purposes of what we are doing. We've undertaken to do that, we will do that, and we will bring you. Yes.
No,
okay.
No, cover. Thank you,
sir. By what?
I'm good. Yes,
I'm good. I don't know
what you're
doing. You're not covered.
See what I get? I don't know what
you're doing. My people are waiting for you to tell us.
Yeah,
Members, on those issues, what are we doing now?
What?
We have agreed what we are going to do about the preparation and the information that you have presented, by the way, of and that the research team here was in session before. Part of the support that we are getting, apart from the Secretary of State Communication Intensity, is the research team. There are 2.5 of them. Well, one of the support teams you asked for, so they'll be doing some research.
Honorable members, we have 3 people from the research team will be assisting all the deployment to various provinces. Part of their responsibility is to make sure that the background information, by way of the budget that was referred to earlier on in this meeting, just the general state of affairs in the respective municipalities that will be visiting. That information will form part of the package that you will get as you go to your province. The other thing that I need to just highlight is the fact that the background document is a base document which we are supposed to use in relation to the terms of reference of the committee. That base document tells you why certain municipalities are identified. Now, it doesn't address the issues of diversity in terms of visiting various areas. I hear there are concerns about the caseload and so on and so forth. It doesn't look at geographic spread, but it deals with the municipalities or areas where there were problems that led to this so-called service delivery problem. So that is why we identified this number of municipalities across the country. The last thing that I want to raise, we're requested to develop some template of basic questions that as the committee interacts with your counterparts in provinces as well as municipalities and the public in general, that there are a set of questions, or a template at least, that guides the nature of questions that members will be raising. All that information is ready, it will be packaged, and you'll get it as you are going through your provinces. That is all from my side.
Yeah, but you see, the template today, what is today? Tuesday, yes.
Yes.
I suggest that we will circulate it as a preliminary document. As a draft. Yeah, that's the way I'm looking for. Draft.
Working progress.
Yeah, as a draft. So that we must discuss it. That committee must meet today for half an hour just to look at that template, and then if we want to do amendments, we do them, and
extend them to you as an operating, as an operational document. Is that okay, member? We will do that.
Yeah.
We'll do that today. But you'll get it as a as a as a draft. Okay. Yes.
I was asking on the logistics, taking good catering will be available for the people who will be coming to attend our public hearing, because some of them will be coming from different places in maybe about from the place where we'll be, and also to check the interpretation of devices, is there going to be such a material or resources in that area?
I won't say one of the members here, we thought to employ in one area. I won't say who the name is. Mm-hmm. Refused on the ground of language. We won't mention it.
I'm even feeding myself here. How do you think about feeding the bus?
Before we leave, not so that it's not given out on that day, but that we can prepare ourselves time as next leadership.
My phone.
Sir.
Yes.
On the interpreter, is it really necessary to take interpreter from Parliament when we've got our provincial interpreter there?
No, you didn't listen. They said there are interpreters from there, and these are going to come there and take up.
No, it's not necessary. All the legislators have got interpreters.
No, their availability is an issue. You can't decide on the basis of committees there.
Mm.
So, yes, it is okay in this instance to have a backup.
Yeah.
It's called Plan B.
Plan
B. Yes. Not that we can. Now you see, you are being supported by your fellow traditionalists. I'm really going to bear traditionalists in this subcommittee. Members, I think we are done.
Yes.
We will provide you with the information that you asked for. We will do the draft that you said you will do. And certainly most importantly, the logistics of where we go to, from where, so on, we saw the diagram from those provinces assisting the area team here. And the documents, they will try and get them to you in advance. There is a problem with the people who are in the rural, the chapters which told me there's a Barcelona down there, go for yourself and so on, but we were meant to have discussed but I hope that we can persuade you. I'm speaking in a plural form. That some of them will be with us, even if they have other matters there. So that we really have a full complement of members from all committees in the actual committee as we go on. So that even in terms of your deployment, please just look at that list so that. We must try and spread the committee according to that, those three provinces. This is where we prioritize the three provinces.
and then we will come back for these issues. Remember, let's make it in some of the there's reference to briefing and debriefing. I suggest that it will be important, but we'll discuss it with the facilitators or two other facilitators. And then at the beginning and at the end of each of the days during the process, there should be prompt evaluation and pointing out of what is emerging, so that we as fresh as we come from this experience, we must collectively discuss it and then put them down, so that we are able to produce a report quickly based on fresh observations, and not those that are processed like Cologne. That would be very helpful. But that's no doubt for us. We will provide that to the facilitator. Thank you very much, member. Oh, sorry, 1 second.
I think I'll ask about the deployment.
I will not say that we are fine. The deployment is not balanced. Yes. No, we are not fine. This is why I was saying to us, let's try and move. There are people that we know are flexible, have indicated to us they won't mind going to any other. We will deal with that and allocate them to the province so that we have a better picture than 9-9. Yeah.
Thank you, Malcolm. You understand.
I'm sorry, I thought we addressed that. I thought you yes. Okay. Thank you very much. I will tell you. We'll get that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.